Legislative coverage online is made possible by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, and the Friends of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House Local Government will now come to order. I'd like to welcome everybody here today and welcome those that are listening over the internet. I'd like to remind folks to please turn off your cell phones, and those on the committee give due respect to those that are testifying today. Give them attention. Don't be texting or that kind of stuff. We got some important bills up today, and I want to give them their due diligence. At this time, I'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Craig.
Here.
Hayek.
Here.
Heineman.
Here.
Heinert.
Here.
Fetterell.
Here.
Nelson.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Otten.
Here.
Soli.
Here.
Tolson.
Here, here.
Tyler.
Here.
Rosum.
Here.
Rounds.
Here. We do have a quorum. I'd like to remind those that are here that are going to testify, please sign in. Please also keep in mind that all testimony will go through the chair. All questions will go through the chair. Anything to hand out will be done so by our page. And we do have a page in here this morning. If you would mind stepping up, introducing yourself, tell us where you're from.
From Sioux Falls, I'm Jonathan Haugard. Homeschooled, I guess, so.
Well, welcome, John, and we appreciate the help you've given us. And also today, I've been assigned a new intern. Lee Leggett is out here. If anybody has any need for an intern on something, clear it with me. Well, we keep him pretty busy, but he's going to be in our meetings. If there's some questions, you need somebody to run and find a legislator or grab something, and the pages are busy, he'll be here to help. Appreciate the interns, what they do. They're a big asset to our system up here. We did have a meeting last week. Believe it or not, we had minutes to that meeting, I do believe. Did everybody get a chance to read those minutes? Does anybody want to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Motion by Representative Betty Olson to approve the minutes, seconded by... We had minutes from the meeting, didn't we? Does everybody have the minutes? Okay, it was seconded by Representative Otten. It was an organizational meeting. Since people really didn't read them, hopefully there are no questions. All those in favor of approval of the minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are so approved. We are quickly building our bills. I think we are now up to five. We're going to take care of two today. That leaves three more, and apparently a couple more are coming down the pipe, so hopefully things will start getting a little more busy for us. Today we've got two on the agenda. I think we'll get started with the first one. The sponsor of this stopped me in the hallway yesterday and said he'd like to make it very quick on this. So at this time, we'll take up House Bill 1062. This is to provide for historical snowmobile license plates. This time, the chair will ask for proponent testimony on House Bill 1062.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Scott Parsley. I'm the representative from District 8, which is Moody, Lake, Minor, and Sanborn counties in East Central South Dakota. This was a constituent bill. I thought we had some consensus on this bill. As it turns out, yesterday I find that we don't have consensus on this bill. In fact, to my surprise, and yet to my curiosity, the Snowmobile Association doesn't like this bill. We today offer... historic license plates for automobiles and motorcycles, and now that snowmobiles have reached the age of maturity, which is 30 years, we felt it might be time to offer that same opportunity to those who own antique snowmobiles. Given the discussions I've had with Game Fish and Parks, Department of Revenue, and the Snowmobile Association, I ask respectfully that the committee would table this bill at this time. I don't plan to bring it back next this year, but possibly next year we would see this again. So that would be my request, Mr. Chairman, and I would stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Representative Parsley. We really like testimony like that up here. Are there any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents?
Seeing none, I'm going to open it up to committee discussion. Representative Rosen?
Move to table.
We have a motion, Representative Rosen, to table, seconded by Representative Hayak. This is a non-debatable motion. It is final action, therefore it will be roll call. All those in favor of a tabling motion will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Craig?
Aye.
Hayak?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Letterell?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Soli?
Aye.
Tolson?
Aye.
Tyler?
Aye.
Rosen?
Aye.
Rounds?
Aye.
13, yay.
House Bill 1062 has been tabled. Just a reminder that since it is tabled, it's just like a bill that's sent to the 41st day at some point in time. If somebody likes the title, come approach me on it. Thank you. The next bill on our agenda is House Bill 1064. This is an act to repeal certain obsolete provisions and references concerning weather modification programs. This time the chair will ask for proponent testimony on House Bill 1064.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I am Representative Mary Duvall from Central South Dakota, and I bring this bill really as a housekeeping measure. In 2012, the legislature repealed Chapter 46-3A as part of the red tape review and cleanup, but I noticed later on that there was another section of state law that referenced what is now a repealed statute. So I think if there's nothing to refer to, we should probably get rid of that as well. And then it was pointed out to me that if you do indeed repeal 10-12-18, you need to go to page 3 and repeal that little line in state law that refers to that section. So it's a cleanup bill. I certainly would be glad to answer any questions, and I will be available. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Duvall. Further proponents on House Bill 1064.
Guess I got a little excited there, Mr. Chairman. Trick chair, yeah. Good morning. My name is Lauren Pankratz, and I'm the registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Association of County Commissioners. And we are here today in support of House Bill 1064. Representative Duvall was kind enough to bring this to... Is it on? It's not? It's got a green light. All right. All right. Nope, not a problem. It wasn't a long thought that I had anyway. Representative Duvall was kind enough to bring this to Bob Wilcox, the exec for the County Commissioners Association, this past fall. And as she stated in her testimony, that the reason for bringing it, and we're here today to support that. I think the last time... Well, the section that is being repealed, the last time that section of the law apparently was looked at was 1955. And with respect to weather modification, I think that was 1998. So it's been some time. And so we're here in support. And in the interest of brevity, Mr. Chairman, I know you like those things. I don't know how many consent calendar bills you've had yet this session, but this looks like a prime target. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pankratz. Further proponents on House Bill 1064. Any additional proponents? Seeing none, I will open it up to opponent testimony on House Bill 1064. Any opponents? Seeing none, I can't offer rebuttal since there's no opponents, so I'll open it up to committee to questions on House Bill 1064. Are there any questions of the committee? Representative Tolson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What is weather modification, the definition?
Would one of the proponents step up and define weather modification and how it would appear like in eastern South Dakota during the blizzards this year?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Tolson, thank you. If only we could control the weather. Weather modification has been attempted since the 50s. It's hard to really scientifically determine just how effective it really is or is not, because it's hard to do a control on it. There are some claims that it can help incite precipitation. There are some claims that it can help reduce hail damage. The state had regulated it at one time. We had a weather modification commission. Those functions were transferred to DENR. And since the 70s and through the late 80s, the interest in weather modification programs has really dropped off. And I don't believe that there has been any interest in weather modification in South Dakota since 1989, according to DENR. So,
do you have a follow-up, Representative? Further questions of the committee? Any further questions of the committee? Seeing none, I'm going to close it to public testimony, open it up to committee discussion and or action on House Bill 1064. Representative Hayak.
I move do pass.
Second.
Representative Hayak moves do pass on House Bill 1064. That's seconded by Representative Rosen. Discussion on that motion. Representative Hayak. Further discussion on the do pass motion on House Bill 1064. Seeing none, the question at hand is do pass House Bill 1064. Those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Craig.
Aye.
Hayak.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Latterell.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Soli.
Aye.
Tolson.
Aye.
Tyler.
Aye.
Rosem.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
13 yay.
House Bill 1064 will move to the floor with a pass recommendation. And does anybody object to putting this on the consent calendar?
No.
Nobody objects. I'm going to order that the file or the claim, or here I am thinking of work. She talked about hail damage being controlled, and that's my livelihood, and it got me all upset. House Bill 1064 will move to the floor. Do pass recommendation and placed on the consent calendar. That pretty much takes care of our long agenda this morning. We do have, like I said, we've got some bills that are beginning to get there, and I'm going to work on getting the agenda out today. We will have a meeting Tuesday morning. We're going to start taking up. We got three of them I'm looking at, and possibly a couple more today, so I want to see the first reading today. Somebody had mentioned a bill to me already, and I want to try and make sure that gets on Tuesday. So we will have the agenda posted this afternoon. We will have a meeting. Is there any other discussion or comments for the good of the committee? Hearing none, I'll entertain that motion. Representative Heinert moves that we adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Representative Latterell. All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are adjourned.